Hello. Hello. Hi, Dr. Lloyd. Hello.
Kind of all the cool stuff that comes with the construction. Yes. More. Are you happy?
Hello? Hello? Hello, hello, hello. Well, it's 3:03 and no one's in the room with me.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Dr. Lloyd. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I'm really sorry. Something was wrong with my computer audio and I could not hear you. Now I joined from my phone.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I saw somebody was on and then they popped off. I thought I was being left.
So welcome to the Dr. M.A. TV recording, Dr. Lloyd. Do you have any questions about this product?
Yeah, I don't know anything about it.
Okay, so what we are going to do today is do an audio recording. And we are going to use that audio recording to create small graphical video nuggets. So your recording can be 30 minutes, but one of your video nuggets would be like 1.5 to 2 minutes based on the questions we are going to record on. And these videos will be sent to you for your approval first. And after that, they will be embedded on your website. They will be posted on your social media. And then it'll go on our official YouTube channel as well. So this is basically to get some videos going for you, keeping in line with Google Eats standards so that you will be able to convert more traffic, which is coming to your website, to your social media as potential patients.
Okay.
So, and also when you're answering the questions, I'm going to go on mute. That's because so that we can get like a very clear audio. So if I'm not responding in between, it's not because I'm not listening, because I need that clear recording done.
Okay, cool.
So let's start off with the first question. Doctor, I'll need a brief introduction about you, doctor. What made you this field? And what are your qualifications? What's your professional vision, etc.?
Oh boy.
All right. Well, you can keep it short.
So, what are my, like, where I went to school and stuff?
With regard to your profession, yes.
Okay. And like, then we can just keep talking, and then, like, if I need to stop and redo it, we can just keep going, or how does that work?
We can just say starting over and continue it. We can edit it, don't worry.
Okay, cool. All right. So my name is Peter Lloyd. I am a, All right, I'm terrible at this. Is there a way I can like call in? I didn't know whether, I thought we were just having a meeting about how to do this. I was going to do it. I don't have any of these questions sort of practiced.
It's all right, Dr. Lloyd. You don't have to worry about it. I mean, if you're not ready for this particular question, we can talk about one of your procedures then. Although I doubt I can pronounce most of them properly. would you like to talk about what is this, psoriatic arthritis?
Okay, sure. Psoriatic arthritis.
So what is it and what are the risk factors, the diagnosis? Just to the point, like explain it as if you're explaining it to me. Basically, I don't know anything about it. So in someone who doesn't know anything about it, how are you going to explain it in very simple terms?
All right, starting now. All right.
And also make sure that you mention the name of your practice as much as you can so that it appears as a keyword in the video.
So psoriatic arthritis is an inflammatory arthritis that can affect any age group. Typically, patients with psoriatic arthritis will first have the skin condition known as psoriasis. Those select small group of patients will actually develop psoriatic arthritis before they develop psoriasis. Psoriatic arthritis patients have joint pain, swelling, and stiffness in both the peripheral joints, for example, the wrists, the fingers, the elbows, but also in the axial system, the spine. So they can have stiffness and pain in the lower region of the spine, in the neck. So basically any joint can really be involved. It's an inflammatory condition, meaning that it has nothing to do with age or age-related arthritis. It can happen with young patients or old patients. The treatment goals for psoriatic arthritis are modulating the immune system in a way that will reduce inflammation and prevent joint damage. The way we do this at Seaside Rheumatology is we use a combination of lifestyle modifications, pharmaceutical grade medications, and natural supplements to help reduce inflammation and get the joints feeling and moving better again and getting patients back to a normal life. Long term, there's no cure for psoriatic arthritis, but the goal of the therapy is to put the arthritis in a remission-like state so that no more damage is being done to the joints. Was that okay? Done?
That was perfect.
Okay.
At all. You did really well.
All right. Thank you.
Let's move on to the next question on osteoarthritis. What is that, the symptoms, the risk factors, and what are the treatments available?
Okay. So osteoarthritis is a form of arthritis typically we see as we get older. It's also known as sort of a age-related or wear and tear arthritis. Though there is an inflammatory component to osteoarthritis that is less understood than some of the other inflammatory arthropathies that we see. Typical symptoms for osteoarthritis include joint pain, joint swelling, and joint stiffness. A lot of times this will be on weight-bearing joints like the knees or the hips, as they take a lot more force over the years than some of the other joints. But a lot of patients will also experience pain in the finger joints. And so when patients present with these types of complaints, we want to make sure we are evaluating them for not only osteoarthritis, but ruling out other inflammatory arthropathies such as rheumatoid arthritis or psoriatic arthritis or gout. So when a patient comes to the Seaside Rheumatology and Wellness Center, they will be evaluated not only for osteoarthritis, but they'll be evaluated for any other type of arthritis that may also be causing their symptoms. Once diagnosed with osteoarthritis, there are several treatments available. These include oral medications, oral natural supplements. There are several types of injections, depending on the joint involved, that can be very helpful in relieving the symptoms. The goal of therapy is to reduce inflammation, reduce pain, get the patients moving again, get them on a regular exercise routine and living a healthy lifestyle. All of the procedures done for patients with osteoarthritis are ultrasound guided at Seaside Rheumatology and Wellness Center. And not only does that provide a more precise and accurate procedure, but it also provides a more pain-free procedure for the patient. I've had a lot of success with ultrasound-guided injections and aspirations of joints, being able to avoid areas of inflammation that would be more painful if otherwise penetrated blindly. I lost my train of thought, sorry.
That's all right, Dr. Lloyd. I think we got what we want. Because we need content only for like maximum of 2 minutes.
Okay.
So I'll put those later video, which is like 1.5 minutes of length. So it's all right. So the next question is, I'm really sorry. I really don't know how to pronounce this first word. Is it polymalgia?
Oh, polymyalgia rheumatica.
Okay. What is that? And the symptoms, again, the diagnosis and the treatments available.
Okay. All right. So polymyalgia rheumatica is an inflammatory condition characterized clinically by aching and morning stiffness in the proximal upper and lower extremities. So for pain and stiffness in the shoulders, the neck area, the hips and pelvic area. There are no lab tests. That establish for specific diagnosis of polymyalgia rheumatica. The diagnosis is based off of general labs, inflammatory markers such as sed rate and C-reactive protein, and then of course the patient's clinical symptoms. Patients that experience these symptoms polymyalgia rheumatica is almost exclusively seen in adults over the age of 50. And as these individuals age, the risk of developing the disease increases. When you visit Seaside Rheumatology and Wellness Center, we will evaluate you for symptoms associated with polymyalgia rheumatica, specifically other inflammatory arthritides such as rheumatoid arthritis or psoriatic arthritis, as there's a lot of overlap in these different diseases, and distinguishing the two between the it is important to distinguish and make the appropriate diagnosis, because the treatment for polymyalgia rheumatica is very different than other forms of arthritis. The goal of therapy for polymyalgia rheumatica is to reduce inflammation, typically with a steroid treatment of prednisone, The treatment goals for polymyalgia rheumatica are to reduce inflammation and put the disease into remission. Typically, patients respond very quickly within a few days to oral steroids, and those oral steroids are tapered very slowly over several months to allow for the disease to be treated. That sounds terrible.
It's all right, Dr. Lloyd. Don't worry about it. You can.
This is very awkward. Okay. The goal of treatment for polymyalgia rheumatica is to reduce inflammation and put the disease in remission. Typically, these steroids are tapered over a very long period of time and slowly. So small changes in the steroid dose over a long period of time. Most patients, after about a year of therapy, are then symptom-free and no longer suffer from the disease. A small group of patients may have relapse after that year and continue to have disease for up to several years after that, depending on the individual. But most patients, by year two, the disease has burnt itself out and is no longer requiring steroid treatment. Is that okay? Done?
That's not enough.
Okay.
Let's move on to the next question on joint aspiration injections. A small explanation about that.
All right. I'll just go to my website. Get ideas from.
Yeah, most of our clients does that.
Let's see. What do I say? So joint injections is a procedure where a needle is inserted into a joint, and a variety of therapeutic agents can then be injected. Ugh. A joint injection procedure is a procedure that is done with ultrasound guidance at Seaside Rheumatology and Wellness Center. The goal is to inject various therapies to either reduce inflammation and relieve pain or provide mechanical relief of an arthritic joint. All the procedures are done with ultrasound guidance to provide not only precision, but also to make for a more pain-free procedure. Lidocaine is used as a local before any of the injections are done. And this is sounding terrible. Who's a candidate for joint injection procedures? So any patient with a specific joint pain or spine. So indications for joint injection include osteoarthritis, crystarthritis, such as gout or pseudo-gout, tendonitis, trigger finger, various bursitis, or any type of inflammatory arthritis. The purpose of the procedure is to inject medication to help reduce inflammation, which will then reduce swelling and reduce pain. The procedures done at Seaside Rheumatology and Wellness Center are done under ultrasound guidance. This provides a more accurate and less painful procedure for the patient. Depending on the condition, different types of medications can be injected. How's that? Is that okay?
That was fine. We'll edit it all. Don't worry, doctor.
I'm terrible at this.
No. You'll be surprised how the video will turn out.
All right.
So, the topic is about nerve blocks. What are nerve blocks and where can they be used, the benefits, etc.?
All right. So nerve blocks are injections used to interrupt or stop pain signals traveling from an injured area to the brain. Nerve blocks, we typically at Seaside Rheumatology and Wellness Center will either use local anesthetics or corticosteroids to help not only reduce pain temporarily, but reduce the inflammation that is injuring the nerve and causing pain for more long-term relief. Nerve blocks can be done in various areas around the neck, the back, arms and legs, depending on the situation. The benefits of nerve blocks is they can be very fast and effective, and then eliminate the need for more chronic daily use of other nerve modulating medications with side effects. Let's see. An example of a nerve block would be somebody, or Okay, so an example of an indication for a nerve block procedure would be a patient with symptoms consistent with occipital neuralgia, or irritation of the greater occipital nerves at the base of the skull. These patients typically suffer from chronic headaches that radiate across the scalp, and after a series of nerve block injections, these patients can be essentially pain-free very quickly without the need of more systemic daily medications. Done. Is that okay? Yeah,
that's great. So the next question is about trigger point injections. What are trigger point injections and the uses, the side effects, etc.?
Okay. So trigger point injections, essentially we are targeting areas of irritation within the muscles surrounding particularly arthritic joints or irritated nerves that are then triggering the irritated muscles. The goal of the therapy is to relax and reduce inflammation around the irritated area, allowing the muscles to and the nerves to calm down and reduce pain. Yeah, that sounds terrible. Let's see. The goal of trigger point injections is to minimize pain, muscle irritability, and spasm, and to reestablish normal posture and range of motion. The initial treatment is individualized and based upon the severity of the symptoms each patient experiences, and of course, the extent of their individual disability because of those symptoms. The treatment goal for any patient that is requiring trigger point injections is not only to inject the trigger point itself, but then diagnose or come to a conclusion what is the underlying cause for these issues, whether it be osteoarthritis, whether it be poor posture from long work days or other inflammatory or autoimmune conditions that may be the underlying cause for this issue. So C-side rheumatology, any patient that is evaluated for pain and trigger point injections will also be evaluated for these underlying causes. Okay, done.
Okay, great. So since we missed two questions on top, that is an introduction about you and the introduction of practice, do you want to redo them now? Or shall we talk about another procedure, probably like rheumatoid arthritis? Or is there anything else you would want to do a video on?
So we can do... Let's do rheumatoid arthritis.
Okay, let's start.
Okay. So rheumatoid arthritis is an inflammatory arthritis that can lead to significant joint deformity if left untreated. Rheumatoid arthritis can affect any age group. It can happen in young children, middle-aged, or even elderly adults. rheumatoid arthritis is diagnosed based off of clinical symptoms, lab tests, and various imaging modalities such as X-ray and MRI. The treatment of The treatment goal for rheumatoid arthritis is to essentially reduce inflammation enough to a point that the disease is then in remission. There's no cure for rheumatoid arthritis, and therefore patients will require maintenance therapy for many years. There are several types of medication. Treatment for rheumatoid arthritis is initially with a combination of natural supplements and medications known as disease-modifying anti-rheumatic medications. This combination provides a significant benefit in most patients, though, however, a large group of these patients will continue to have active disease despite using these medications. Therefore, patients with persistent disease despite the more traditional treatment methods will then require newer medications known as biologic therapies. These medications are, for the most part, injectable medications. Some of the newer ones on the market are actually oral medications now. But the overall goal of these medications is similar to the traditional disease-modifying anti-rheumatic medications in that they are modulating or suppressing the immune system in a way that reduces inflammation in this disease and prevents joint damage from happening. Okay, is that okay?
Yes, Dr. Lloyd, I think that's perfect. Any other topics you would like to discuss?
Okay. Let's see. We do gout.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so let's see. Hold on a second.
I'm doing some recordings, so can we maybe like go outside or something?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Let's see. All right, so gout is an inflammatory arthritis due to crystal deposition of monosodium urate crystals within the joint capsules. I don't want to do this. I'm done with this.
Don't worry, you can start over anytime.
All right. Okay. Gout is a disease in which tissue deposition of, Gout is an arthritis in which there is monosodium urate crystal deposition within the joint capsule. This results in joint inflammation, joint swelling, and joint pain. Gout is the most common cause of inflammatory arthritis in men over the age of 40 years. gout typically doesn't occur in premenopausal women. Any patient that is given a diagnosis of gout should, any patient given a diagnosis of gout should be instructed on both dietary and lifestyle modifications that can help manage their gout symptoms. For patients whose gout cannot be controlled with dietary or lifestyle modifications, they can then be prescribed medications for both acute gout flares and then more medication for maintenance of their uric acid levels. Well, that sounds terrible.
No, I think it went really well. Okay. We can take points in between.
What's that?
We can take points in between of what you said and do it.
But what else do I need?
Do you want to redo gout?
No, I mean, did I give enough information, you think, or do I need anything else?
Yes, I think it went all right.
Okay. All right. I don't even remember what I said. All right. So now you want me to talk about me?
Yes, if you're ready.
Let's see.
If not, also it's okay. Or maybe you can give me an introduction about your practice.
Can I, is there a way I can record? I want to like write something up that's nice.
We can even do, now this is an audio recording. For those introductions, we can even do a video recording if you're ready for it.
I'm not ready for a video recording.
Because most of our clients, for their introduction, they prefer to set up a proper background and, do a video recording so that it'll be like a video, not a graphical video. So if you want to do that, whenever you're ready, we can do that as well. Not today.
What if I had my wife film the video and then send it to you? Would that work?
Yes, that is also perfectly fine. I will send you a few instructions to be followed when recording it, so you can do it afterwards.
Okay, let's do that. I'll do that this weekend. I want to write it up and because that's really, yes. That needs to flow a little bit better. And okay, and if can we do this again? If some of them I don't like, I'm like really nervous about doing this kind of stuff. I don't know why.
If you don't like any of the videos we're creating for you, we can redo it.
Okay, cool. All right. Okay. I didn't realize that we were gonna do this today. I thought we were just learn how to do it. But
now I understand.
I think that's okay. I think we were able to some good stuff. Okay.
Points to be followed when you're doing the video recording. I will just brief you on that. So make sure that the background is either your practice logo or just a plain white wall. And the video should be recorded horizontally. Like if you're recording it from a phone, don't hold the phone straight, hold it horizontal.
Okay.
So that it also comes horizontal, not vertical. And look straight into the camera. You should be center of the screen, so things like that. I will drop you an email on it as well so that you can go through it and follow the same and do the recording.
Okay. So does it have to be a white background? Because I made a lot of videos for Amanda, for her website, my wife. And we just we have a lot of our underwater pictures in our office from scuba diving. Can I have one of those be a background?
That's fine, so long as the background doesn't overtake what you're saying, the background should not take the attention away.
No, it won't. Yeah. I'm pretty big guy, so there's probably not going to be much in the background.
That's fine, Dr. Ben.
All right. Okay, so I'll do that this weekend, and then email it to you.
Okay, sure.
Okay, cool.
Thanks a lot for joining me, Dr. Lloyd.
All right. Well, this was fun. Sorry, I'm a little disorganized, but I'll be better at the next round.
That's perfectly all right. Thank you, doctor. Bye-bye.
Have a nice evening. Good night.
Thank you.